If you haven't been fortunate enough to go to a Chapel Rowan concert, you might want to put it on the docket. All are welcome and safe in those spaces. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got a great guest with me. Her name is Abigail Swetz. She's the executive director of Fair Wisconsin that advocates for not just equality under the law, but equality in everyday lived experiences in schools, in housing, in jobs, everywhere that the LGBTQIA community is. We've been focusing a bit on our trans family, friends, neighbors, colleagues. Abigail, you've pointed out that even if people think they haven't met a trans person, odds are they have. And the fact that they don't know that they have met a trans individual speaks to the fact that many trans people, my friends included, have expressed increasing levels of very existential fear, fear for their physical safety. And certainly, even today, with the Trump administration announcing a lawsuit against the state of Maine, fear for their rights, fear for their mental health. It is literally in the news every day. Let's talk a little bit about that, Abigail. For folks that may not be involved in LGBTQIA advocacy, but that care deeply and want to be supportive, how do we support our friends? How do we show up as an ally? What should we know about how people are doing in the community?
Yeah, thank you for asking that, because, you know, we're what, 3 months almost, not even, into this administration. And the fact is that the onslaught against LGBTQ plus rights, and very specifically against trans rights, is incredibly real. And especially in the form of these executive orders and now this lawsuit today, that the cruelty is 100% the point. So is the confusion, I would say, because there is so much confusion about what is legal, what is not, what can an executive order do? Almost nothing that they say it can, like right. So many things. But also that overwhelm feeling we feel, that is also very calculated from the point of the administration. So I would just make sure that we understand that this administration is targeting our trans siblings, also our immigrant neighbors, also, frankly, even our government workers. And they are very deliberately trying to divide and overwhelm us. And we cannot let that work. We absolutely have to come together both as a community and across communities, right? Because there is so much fear. And let's be honest, this administration is attempting to govern by executive overreach. And part of making sure that that doesn't happen is, I would say, and I know this is going to sound a little weird, but I would say that continuing to live joyous, full lives as LGBTQ plus people and allied communities is a part of resisting that agenda. So I just want to make sure that I make it clear. I think fear is very understandable right now. There is a lot that is uncertain. I am also scared. I am a cisgender queer woman, and I am scared. I also think we need to remember that the LGBTQ plus community has always faced hostility. It has often come from the government, often the federal government, and we are still here. And so we are in a moment where we need to mobilize and organize, but most importantly, we need to take care of ourselves and our community. And that's going to look a little different for everyone. I have so many friends who feel like quote, they're not doing enough. And I keep telling them, living as queer humans right now is a lot. And, you know, I would love it if everyone would join me in the fight at Fair Wisconsin. It is literally my professional job to be in this fight, right? And so, of course, I'm going to show up in that capacity. It is not in everyone's capacity to be in the fight. Take care of yourself. That is an incredibly important part of resisting this onslaught. And I just want to make sure that everybody hears that from me, because I think we need that. We need to understand that and give ourselves permission to do that.
Self-care and care for others is resistance. It is the revolution. And knowing, hey, today I don't have that in me, or I feel unsafe and I need to get somewhere where I don't feel unsafe. I don't feel comfortable talking with these people. Please take care of yourselves. And I think for allies and advocates, being open to that, being aware of people's safety needs, and taking it extremely seriously is so important.
I also think it's why so many of us allies need, it's a moment for us to be stepping up, right?
Yes.
I am not trans and I can raise my voice in a different way than someone who is trans because they are going to be under a different kind of attack than I would. So it is my job to be a part of that conversation and to make sure that people are listening to the perspectives that need to be shared, but might not be safely shared by a certain individual.
That means, folks, if you're listening to Abigail and you feel moved, if you can, show up on May 7th at the Capitol. Check out Fair Wisconsin. You can go to fairwisconsin.com. Check out what they're doing. It also means this simple thing. If you are around people and they say ignorant, hateful, hurtful, discriminatory things, tell them to knock it off. Sit down with them. Say, hey, you know, I don't think that's right. Let's figure that out together. Let's do some Googling. We have a world of information at our fingertips. But speak up. Use your voice if you are safe, if you are comfortable doing that, and continue to caretake. We don't have a ton of time, so let's, I know my senior producer, Jamie, is listening. I'd like to have you come back as soon as you can, Abigail, because I want to talk about caretaking and safety for our children in our schools, which seem
absolutely
to be stripping back a lot of the things that help create safety. We have just under a minute. If you can give people, we'll put the resource that Fair Wisconsin developed that goes into all the school districts in Wisconsin and who's got policies that help protect our trans kids. But if you have other thoughts, Abigail, please shoot.
Well, I can't wait to come back because I'm actually a former middle school teacher, so this is right up my alley. But I'll just say this. Our children are listening right now, which means they are listening if we are using affirming language about the people we are speaking of today, and they are also listening if we are using the opposite. Let's make sure we're using that affirming language because you never know who is exactly the person that you are being overheard by.
I'll second that. We'll be back with Wisconsin Representative Karen DeSanto next. Keep it locked. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Abigail.